Careful to honor the Lord by standing in his presence because I stood for many years in front of judges. Hello, don't look at me that way. Some of you too. But now we're standing here this morning in the presence of the righteous judge of the whole earth. Amen. So that's why we stand in honor of him. I want to read really quick 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Hallelujah. Y'all have it? Praise the Lord. Okay, raise your right hands. No, it's not Miranda. This is not Miranda. Okay. I'll begin at verse 3. Amen? Let's read the word of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves. That's what Gonzalo was talking about, and my wife. But Christ Jesus, the Lord, and ourselves, your slaves, for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Father, how we thank you, God. You're a good Father. Abba, Father, for sending your Son who came in full obedience, God, to you. And then you empowered by your Holy Spirit, God, to do what we couldn't do, God, to set us free, to do the impossible, Lord God. And you paid a debt you never owed, and we owed a debt we could never pay, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are victorious, God, that you conquered sin and death and hell and the grave, Lord God. Today, God, I pray that by your Holy Spirit, you open the minds and the hearts of men and women here, God, in Pomona, that you bring your kingdom here, Lord God, and establish, God, a greater foothold, God, a stronghold, God, your kingdom here, and the vision of Victory Outreach here in Pomona. And God's people say, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to share a few of my credentials, too, that I got my degree from Penn State. You get that on the way home, amen. And that I got a master's in psychology and then intervention, prevention, and gang. But no, I don't got none of that, amen. Sounds good, huh? Trying to be all edumacated. You know, but no, I'm just here by the grace of God. And at the same time, too, if you guys are pursuing your degrees, education, career, pursue, amen. And we need that, especially lawyers. Hallelujah. No, I'm kidding. But pursue your education. We need that. Pursue Vetti. Pursue your degrees and even your doctorates, amen. I understand there's some doctors in the house. Hallelujah. Amen. So what a contrast, real doctors. Hello, somebody. The only degrees I got is first degree, second degree, first. No, I can't. I better stop while I'm ahead. I'm faster. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. But the Bible says, too, that that men suppress the truth in unrighteousness. On your own, you can take that down, and that's found in Romans, I believe, 1:18. But men suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That simply means that they don't want to hear it. Amen? That means if you suppress something, you know it's like this. It's like stepping on a scale, right? Hello, somebody. And you go, oh, you lying devil, you know? The devil ain't lying. The scale's right. But you're suppressing the truth. Oh, man. Just because I got the clothes on. Amen. And you put an extra 20 pounds on me. Men suppress the truth in unrighteousness. That means they know the truth, but they suppress it. Amen? And all of us know people like that. Maybe some of our family, some of our loved ones suppress the truth in unrighteousness. I did that for many, many years, suppressing the truth. I knew in my heart of hearts that what I was doing was wrong. I knew that it couldn't go on. I knew that sooner or later something had to give. Amen? The Bible also speaks that men they would not come into the light. Of course, Jesus Christ was the light of the world. He still is the light of the world. But because their deeds were evil, they loved the darkness. Amen. And we know people who love the darkness. Amen. In fact, we're called treasures out of what? What? So we were lovers of the darkness at one time. One time we were suppressors of the truth. Amen. We knew what time it was, but we were in deep, deep denial. That's what you're going to see tonight portrayed here with the drama. Blood in and blood out. And it says to join the mafia, kill. To leave the mafia, you die. Now this book is endorsed by Pastor Sonny and a good friend of the ministry, Nikki Cruz. Here I want to do a quick disclaimer, you know, because I don't like to, but they're forcing me to because of partly the social media. You know, it's crazy, and they got all kinds of things on the social media. Hello, somebody. Good things and bad things. Amen. It's a two-edged sword. And then people tell me everywhere I go, oh, so you're like a so-and-so who wrote that book, and you're like that guy, you know? And I go, time out. Time out, bro. I'm not like so-and-so. I didn't write that book with the black hand on it. And no. I got to do it because I get, you know, texts, and then, you know, they hit me on the social media, and come on, and, you know, this guy's going to be there. And I go, look, at time out. Those guys are witnesses for the state. They want to convict men and women, send them to prison, you know, and bind them for more years, you know, and convict them. And they're with the district attorney. Now, I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with law enforcement, you know, because in fact, we're doing what they can't do. Hello, somebody. I'll talk about that in a minute. No, we're not, you know, anti-law. In fact, the opposite. But I tell them, now I'm a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want the Holy Spirit to set men and women free. I want them to go to the victory homes. Say amen, you know. I want them to be raised up like Gonzalo to become men and women of God. And God to restore their families and friends and to be free, not to be sent to the penitentiary. So I tell them, little homie, don't get it twisted, all right? And they go, all right, don't trip, is it? You know, but I have to do that because of the age we live in. So I just want to get that quick disclaimer out of the way. Hallelujah. And this book, that's why I mentioned, it's endorsed by our pastor and our founder, Pastor Sonny Argonzoni, and then a good friend of mine and the ministry, Nikki Cruz. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, there's a serious question, then I want to go some highlight my testimony a little bit. But there's a tremendous question that the Lord asked his disciples, and he asked them a question. And he told them, whom do men say that I am? Some of you know that scripture in Matthew. And they said, oh, since Matthew 16, oh, well, John the Baptist, Nehemiah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets, you know, why? And he says, no. I said, who do you say that I am? Who do you, he personalized it. Who do you say that I am? Now, I want that question to hang in the air for a moment. And that is the most important question you will ever be asked. And it's the most important question you'll ever respond to. Amen? Who is Jesus Christ? Is he who he says that he is? Is he the Son of God? Amen? Is he the resurrected Savior? Who is Jesus Christ? Amen? So I just want to let that hang, and then in a moment I want to come back to that during the conclusion. Now, blood in, blood out, of course. I tell many people that I'm a man. You're looking at a man that was under 4 sentences of death. Right? And some of you too. I'll explain in a moment. The first sentence was by God himself, right? In the Old Testament, right? The soul who sins shall die. If you shed man's blood, by man, your blood shall be shed, the death penalty, right? Hello, somebody. The second one, of course, is the New Testament. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right? And the penalty of sin is death, okay? All of you deserve to be whacked. Hello, somebody. but you're not by the grace of God, right? So that's, excuse my theological terminology. But it's grace. The third time is the state of California. And that's what I want to talk about too, that they tried, that's why this gas chamber is going to be here activated tonight. And they tried almost 5 years to gas me in the gas chamber in San Quentin State Prison. And they said that I must die. They said things like this, that this young man here, at the time I was young, this young man here cannot change. He's beyond rehabilitation. I didn't know what that word meant. That's a big one, you know. At the time, I didn't. Then he got me further irritated. You know, they get all dramatic. And he said, ladies and gentlemen, this man is beyond redemption. Look at him. I don't know what that meant either, you know. But I had enough of him, this all his dramatics. I said, you know what? Redeem you. How's that? You be redeemed, you know. But here's my point. I say that I make a point. What were the professionals? Were the experts right? No, they weren't. Was I beyond rehabilitation? This is years before I was saved, okay? This is so important because some of you are praying for your loved ones, your sons, your daughters, your uncles, your tios, you know? And as I'm speaking, Tio Tornillo comes to mind, you know, and Tia Sartén and all our family, right? But we got loved ones. We got people that are in bondage, right? But they told him the same thing. He's beyond. Look it. I've directed 4 rehabilitation homes. Hello, somebody. 2 in America and 2 in Europe. Praise the Lord. So much for his theory. And I stand before you, Pomona, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Another myth, another lie. And here's another myth. Blood in, and this is the 4th one. Blood in and blood out. You know, like, well, if that's true, and it is true in a sense, and what am I doing here this morning? Huh? Begs the question, right? What am I? Some of you say, hey, that's the problem with the California justice system, you know? Let guys like you out, you know? Out here running around crazy like animals, you know? But that's what they say. Blood in and blood out. In other words, if you ever get out, then you should die. That is the 4th death sentence. But nevertheless, Pomona, I stand here before you proclaiming and declaring that I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. And that's what God says. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. Amen. That is the only reason, because of the blood of Jesus Christ, that I'm here today. Amen. And when I was younger, I say this a lot too. They tried, maybe a few OGs know about this when they used to give frontal lobotomies. You remember that in the CDC? It went way back, hallelujah. You ain't even back in Wyatt Earp days, homie. No. But it was legal at one time. And I'm making a point here about the experts, the professionals, and of course we need them, amen? You know, no offense, Doc. You know, we need, I know he loves the Lord, but we need, you know, but sometimes they can't touch this. You know, the human heart. There's only one person who could touch the human heart. Amen. That is the Lord Jesus Christ by the Holy Spirit. That's why Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. The power, we're talking about power. We need power, especially this time that we live in. This is a dark, wicked, twisted time. Say amen. It is. And it's getting darker and darker. Amen. But what do I always say, Gonzalo? If we are the light, in which we are, all you have to do is walk into the darkness. You'll shine. You'll shine. If you got the real deal, you'll shine. If it's in you, you'll shine. You don't need anything. All you look at, if you can't go anywhere, any place, anyhow, anywho, and tell anyone that, you know what? Today could be your last day. Are you tired of that drug, that pipe? Well, whatever you're doing, you know? You want to go to prison again? There's an answer. Today could be your last time that people know. I love saying this, you know? If this is true, if the Word of God is true, if these testimonies are true, if the vision and history and a victory outrageous is true, then there must be a last time. You're talking about many men and women here that there came for them a last time. And some of your sons and your husbands, they're crying out. Your daughters, they're crying out, nah, that don't work on me, you know. I said that prayer, it didn't take, you know, because they love the darkness, because they weren't ready, you know. But God's words will accomplish what he sent his word to accomplish, amen, if they are willing, amen. God doesn't force nobody. Those are called terrorists. Hello, somebody. I was one, amen. By force, to bow down. By force, the barrel of a gun. You know, you do this, you do that, you know. But that's not how God rolls. God gives us a choice. Who do men say that I am? He gives an opportunity to think clearly. He doesn't force. He calls. Who do men say that I am? What? Think about that very carefully. Because what comes out of your mouth will determine your destiny. In this life and the life to come. Serious stuff. So here I go. Urban terrorist. Denying the truth. In unrighteousness. And yes, they tried to give me that frontal lobotomy because at a young age they said I was insane. I was super violent, they said. Today they would have big words, hyperviolent or ADDD, MC, all kinds of alphabets, you know. Doctor probably knows about that stuff. But at 17, they needed permission from my guardians. I wasn't with my family. My aunt had custody of me. They send her a paper. Hallelujah. My aunt got that paper. Thank God she's old school. Because she sent the papel and threw it away. They wanted permission, her permission, to fry my brain. This was their theory, okay? Their theory was the reason Art Blahos is such a violent little guy is because he's suppressing memories. So if we kill the front part of the brain and cook it, electrocute it, then it'll, all the bad memories will be dissipated. They'll be gone. And then Art Blahos will be a good little boy. I'll be a drooling vegetable, you know? I seen them. That was one of my fears. At the time, you didn't tell nobody, but I dreaded that, you know? And they've done a few. They come, the goon squad did the cells, beat them down, drag them to Vacaville. You see them again, and through. That was one of my fears. And some of you know what I'm talking about. You could ask Google. I tell them, too, the next time you get busted, ask Google to put your bail up. Hello, somebody. Google is limited, too. Amen. Ask Google, right? The Miranda rights. But thank God, my aunt, she threw it away. But what I'm saying, again, the point is this, is that we need supernatural grace in our lives. Amen. If Pomona is going to change, if Pomona is going to have a revival, you know, then it's going to begin by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Through the ministry of Victory Outreach. Amen. There is an answer. There is power. There is hope for every drug addict, crackhead, prostitute out there. Every tweaker or whatever they got out there. Tweeter. I don't know what they call them nowadays. Amen. In my face, your face, and all kinds of stuff. There is hope. Amen. There is hope. I want to say this one little illustration here, and then I'm going to wrap it up. For years and years, we'd go to the convention there in Ontario, California, called Mighty Men of Valor, right? How many men have been there? Mighty Men of Valor. Hallelujah. It's powerful. It is so powerful. And every time you would go there, men, you would see something strange. Thousands of men, every race and color, creed, right? And nationality. Going there, it looks weird, you know? If you didn't see the Bible, that's why I'm not too thrilled about everybody getting a little little phone and iPad and computer. Because only for one reason, only for a witness, you know? Because if they see somebody with an iPhone, it could be anybody. Could be going to Apple convention, you know, an Amazon convention, anything. But if they see a bunch of knuckleheads, bald-headed, tattooed, strolling with their Bibles, those guys, they must be Christians, amen. And if you ask somebody, You know what that is? It's a visible illustration. It's an open heaven about the, that's a miracle. How do you get 5,000 stretch? 5,000 men. Hello, somebody. Not just ordinary men, and not just Christians from, the big church over there. These guys are thugs, like half of you. Fulios, writers, players, former rivals, red and blue, and all that's the Bloods and Crips. Am I right? Hello, somebody. How do you get them in one place for a week, Gilbert? With no killing, no shooting, no mayhem. Look, in prison, you got to have mini-14s, guns, dogs, all kinds of everything, just so they won't kill each other. How do you get 5,000 men in one place for a week, George? Come on, somebody, talk to me. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the anointing and the ministry of Victory Outreach. That's where it's at, amen? And thank you so much. We need everything. We need all. It takes a whole village to raise a child, amen? But without, thus says the Lord, we won't bust a grape, amen? This drama tonight only is because it's giving God the glory, setting the captives free, exalting the name of Jesus Christ, amen? That's the hope. That is the hope. Now listen. I just had to make that clear because don't be ashamed of the gospel. And don't be ashamed of the Bible. Amen? When I was in the home, I directed for him. Everyone had to have a big old, then it was King James, Pastor. Now the Bible's too small, bro. Get a big one, you know? You got two hands. But here's my point. Those guys are Christians. Those guys, they look all crazy. Those guys are tattooed, blasted, and inked up, and bald-headed. But those guys, they're Christians, 5,000 deep. Where does that happen? Nowhere. But at the mighty men of valor. Now, I don't got time to go on to the World Conference. Hello, somebody. Now we got to throw the sisters in the car, 20,000 deep. Hello, somebody. Where does that happen? Amen. If that isn't a supernatural miracle, I don't know what is. Amen. If that isn't the answer and the solution, I don't know what is. How do you know that I know what I'm talking about is true? How do you know? Oh, that's an easy one. I'll ask my assistant, Naki. My assistant, Anna. Here it comes. Are you ready? Gonzalo, stand up. Exhibit A. Stretch, stand up. Exhibit B. Gilbert, stand up. Exhibit C. Evidence and proof of the power of God to change and transform. Thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. That's how I know. It's not just talking. It's not just saying educated things and using fancy words. That's all good. Amen. But where is the proof? Where is the evidence? Let me see. And you see people. Oh, man. It's like my Theo started then. Wow. There's hope then. Hallelujah. Look at these guys, you know. But then now God, of course, is rolling over into the, of course, the home will always be the backbone, but it's rolling over into the UTC and then the gang, amen. And then what is it called? MTC and MTB and all kinds of, amen. Hallelujah. Third wave, that's what it is. Hallelujah. We talked about the third wave yesterday, amen. But it's the anointing. It's the anointing that's continuing. Amen. Sin is sin. Amen. The fellas are the fellas. You know, pain is pain. Crime is crime. Shame is shame. Addiction is addiction. That doesn't change. Amen. And the anointing doesn't change. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oops, I'm going to wrap it up pretty soon. All right? Let's do this. Hallelujah. So, what am I doing here today? I'm glad you asked. Amen. I'm here because you're looking at a man at one time that was under the wrath of God, under the judgment of God. But today I stand before you, a man under the grace of God, under the blood of God. A man that was once brought death and destruction. Hello, somebody. True. All documented. But now I'm able to bring life and hope and resurrection. power and grace. I'm able to bring them something besides shame and death and prison and lies. Hallelujah. You know who you are this morning? You got to be careful. One time I did that and the pulpit, Pastor Robert wouldn't be too happy about that. But one time, there has to be a last time. Amen? There must be a last time. So let me share what I'm doing here. Is that I was up 4 days. I was on a sick one. You're going to see that tonight in the drama portrayed. I was on a sick one, and Eddie's going to be here playing the tweaker. Eddie wasn't the least to be hit, you know? But I was on a sick one too, and that's what happened. I got arrested. And sometimes God does use law enforcement. Say amen. Law enforcement. Say amen. So God does use law enforcement, or I want to stop. I would probably have a bullet in my head or something, but God, that day, almost 35 years ago, I get arrested because I'm driving all crazy. Policeman pulls me over. Make a long story short, I didn't know that would be the last time I'd be in jail. I mean, in a police car. Last time handcuffed, and then finally the last time in jail. This is real. This is not, you know, all that American Me stuff and the movie Blood and Blood. That's by Hollywood. You know, it's the real stuff. It's the real people. This is real lives. This is reality. And I go to jail, and this is the miracle happened. You're going to see that tonight portrayed in the cell on stage. The man I was supposed to kill, Eddie, was on the list to be whacked. That's what I did all my life. An assassin. I end up in the cell next to him and begins a crazy work. But I tell people that God met me in a dark and a dangerous place. Who would think God would show up in high power, max security, super max? Hey, do you think God is a kind of a scared about those places? Ridiculous, you know? I'm not going to super max, you know? No, God is a mighty God. Big muscle. He says, I'm going to go in there. I'm going to mess up your little program. You little, you think you're a shot caller, you know? You think you have power who lives or dies. You don't got nothing. Your next breath comes from me. Yeah? And I'm going to show you who's God, you know? I'm going to show you. And that's what he was saying. You know, he knocked on my wall. He was on cocaine, make a long story short. He was on drugs, fixing drugs. And then hits my wall and says, hey, Cornel, stick out your mirror. So, of course, I stick out my mirror. I look into his cell. And what is he doing? He's reading the Bible. No. He's praying. Absolutely not. This is what he's doing, P-Town. He's slamming drugs. He's in jail. And he looks and I tell him, hey, what is that, homie? I was hoping it was heroin, right? I want to come down. What is that, fool? He goes, it's coca. It's from Peru. Yeah, right, you know. But nobody says it's good. I miss me with that, you know. Because I wanted to come down. I was up for 4 days. I wanted relief, you know. I'm good. So more for me. So he injected the drug. I'll never forget it. He took off the bandana. He jumps up. This is what he says. It's crazy. It's crazy. Even Steven Spielberg, all them crazy writers, Stephen King, couldn't come up with this manuscript. He jumps up. I said, Cornejo, hey, check it out, big homie. All due respect, they said, Jesus could change your life. I said, what is it? He's with me in high power on coca, and he's talking about Jesus. I'm serious. It happened, you know. I'm about to cuss him out because I'm thinking, oh, the jailhouse salvation. Okay, I'll play a little game. I go, okay, all right. Yeah, I'll play a little Jesus game. So wait till we get out. We'll see what a Jesus does then. Blast this fool. I know it's ugly, but that was the mindset, right? We'll see what Jesus does then once he's out of the cell for showers. So I said, make a big mistake. I say, hey, I said, Eddie, come here. I said, in the bars, he goes, he's all tweaking. What? I said, welcome home. You know? I say, what's up with Jesus? I said, big mistake. I kicked off that conversation. God's pretty good, huh? Hey, what's up with Jesus? I said, you know, thinking I was going to, you know, set him up. I was being set up by the Holy Ghost, right? Never underestimate the power of God. Never underestimate the Word of God. Never underestimate, thus says the Lord. Never. No matter where you're at, no matter who you're talking to, no matter how it looks, it's not your words anyway. It's not your feelings anyway. It is the Holy Ghost. Amen. So I begin a conversation. Hey, so what's up with Jesus? He's uncle, right? Hey, you know what is it? It's just going on. If any man be in Christ, he's in the creation. Jesus. He knew scriptures. He was in church. He knew about victory outreach. He said, Cornell, you got to be born again. You know, you can't see heaven. And finally, he said, shut up. I said, cállate. You know? I couldn't take it no more. Couldn't take it no more. It drove me crazy. But there was no pressure or nothing. Pastor was like, you know, I mean, we're all single cells. But you know what it was? The word of God. God was using a crackhead. You know, in high power. It wasn't Eddie. It wasn't Cornell. What was it? Thus says the Lord. God showed up in a dark and a dangerous place. God went through concrete. He went through steel. He hit the hardest thing on this planet. My heart and your heart. The word of God is alive and living and powerful. Amen. And boom, it hit me. I said, shut up. I said, you know what? You know what got me? What got me was this. Hallelujah. Get carried away here. Hallelujah. I thought I was sleepy. Hallelujah. But this is what got me, Pomona. He began talking about a dead man coming back. He's alive. Now look at it. Keep it real. Just real. I've seen many men. Die. Not one come back. Nobody comes back. Hispanics, white, blacks, Asian. Nobody comes back. They're dead, they're gone. It's over. Here's this crackhead. Listen to the it's impossible. In high power, talking about Cornejo, he's alive, isn't it? He's getting me mad, you know. See, he's not alive, is it? No, 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 he's alive. I see, he rose from the dead. Ooh, you got to call upon him, bro. There's time, you know. And that's when I say, he's messing up my program. He can't be alive. You know, I'm moving to high power, arguing with old crackhead Eddie, you know. Shut up, I say, he's not alive. He's alive. He's not alive, is it? You know. But that is the power of the resurrection, you know. It kept on bugging me. And finally, this is what I said. I said a prayer. 35 years ago, I got me one of my Camel regulars. Remember you guys smoke Camel? The man's bottle? Manuel said, yeah, I remember. Got a Camel. Lit it. Non-filter. This is what I said. Hey, you know what I said? Check this out. If you're for real, it's a show me. I'll put in work for you. What kind of prayer is that? You'll find that in no hymnal. You'll find that in no theology. You won't find that in Azusa nowhere, you know. At Life College, you know. This is how you pray when you're in desperation, you know. No. But this is what I've learned over the years, that our God is a good God. Our God is a good listener. Our God is pretty smart, right? I think he's pretty smart. Our God is pretty smart. He could decipher all of that stuff, all that nonsense I was saying, you know. I'll put it work for you. It's like, really? It's some miracle God and go, okay, I'm done with you, you know. Like a cockroach. He could have crushed me, you know. But God was merciful. God was merciful to a sick, twisted roadkill. That's all I was. I should have died. Addicted right there, crying out in the darkness, you know. But God knows he could translate all that stuff. Amen. And he goes, this is what I was saying. I'm tired. If you're real, please show me. Then I'll serve you. God knew that's what my heart was speaking. Doesn't the word of God say that? We see the outward appearance, but God sees the heart. He sees the heart deep, deep in our heart. God sees it. because I thought there was no way out. I thought it was blood in, blood out. And, you know, and then, to be honest, I said, if there is a God, he can't forgive me. I've done so much treachery and evil and sick and, you know, what kind of God would forgive me? I kind of even doubted that, right? But oh, here's a miracle. I don't know, about an hour later, here comes a guard. Blahos, you coming out? And I go, oh, yeah. I've got to kill this dude. I didn't tell the guard that, but I'm thinking, you know, gotta kill the dude. So, okay, unlock my cell. Shower time. Unlocks his cell. It's on. Watch the gates. Gates opening. I come out on the freeway. Eddie comes out. You guys know the drill, you know? And there I am. I'm strapped. Eddie has a towel. I made sure that's all he had was a towel. He gets to shower. He gets to pass me. But this is the miracle. Something happened that day, many, many years ago. Something different. Before I was like, I can't even describe. It's evil. Like, I had to do this, you know? I wanted to. But now I'm looking at him and you could sense something is coming down, right? And plus he burned one of the brothers. That's why he was on the lista. Not a lot, but enough to get killed, you know? You could step on somebody's shoes and get killed, you know? So, but he says, he's, you know, stuttering. I know what he wanted to say. Can I shower? And I said, yeah, I said, go on, shower, sir. And he goes, okay, all right, I said. So I let him go, and it would have been an easy thing just to blast him. We call it the kill zone. It's about the size of this pulpit almost. And now it's a life zone. Hallelujah. The song and blast it, but I didn't want to. That's important. Not that I couldn't. I was strapped. I was like, quiet. I didn't want to. You know what I was seeing? It may sound crazy now, but then I was seeing a human being. I didn't see humans. I saw targets. I saw where to strike. I didn't feel nothing. You know, it's sick, cold, what they call cold-blooded killer. But I'm seeing a human and a father. And he had two little girls. He loved his girls. I'm saying, come on, get a grip, fool, you know. I don't think that way. But I was having, like, I don't know, it was compassion. And, you know, seeing a father and a husband. And he goes, Conejo, can I show him? So I backed up and I put the fierro on. I said, go on, see. And then when he got here, he saw I had the big old bone crusher. But here's the miracle. It happened in a dark and dangerous place. I did not want to. Something was already changing. And what was changing that? Doesn't God's word say, I'll take that hard, stony heart of flesh out of you? I'll take it out. I'll remove it. And I'll put a soft heart of flesh, a heart of compassion, a heart that will feel again, a heart that will emphasize again, a heart that will have mercy again, you know? Only God could do that supernatural heart surgery, you know? And that was the beginning. I let him go. And once he went, he said, yes, Lord, you know, I can't get him for a week. But I'm thinking, what the heck happened? You know, I'll get him next week, whatever, you know. But next week never came. Hallelujah. Next month never came. Next year never came. Next decade never came. 3 decades. Okay, so let me wrap it up here because hallelujah. So I thank God for that. Was a miracle, you know. And then Eddie was real grateful. Say amen. Hey, but you know who's grateful too? I am. I was on God's list. I was under the wrath of God. I was under the judgment of God. Anytime God, and would have been fully justified just to, and I'd be in hell, in torment, forever and ever. But he thought, I can't understand his mercy. I can't understand his grace, you know. So anyway, I go, look what God does. The same one that God used, Eddie, to tell me about the gospel in high power, max security, right? I'm leaving. I got my camel regulars. I got my letters. I'm going. And then Eddie comes back from a visit, right? And he yells, hey, ese conejo. I said, you going? I said, yes, I'm going. I said, only 60 days for marks. I don't know if you guys, they do that now, but you could have drugs now almost. Huh? But then they gave you 60 days for marks. So I finished the time. But Eddie sees me leaving and he goes, ese conejo. He said, when you get out, go right there to that place, Victory Outrageous. That's why I say Victory Outrageous. I go, what is it? Right there, it's Victory Outrageous. So what is it? It's a YMCA, is it? Where's the men's home and the women's home? Stand up women, stand up men. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Women of God, thank you. Men of God, thank you. Sit down. Fathers, husbands, ministers, hallelujah. But I always do that because I love to acknowledge them, because that's another unique thing about Victory Outreach, amen? It's our Christian recovery homes, victory homes, hallelujah. He says, go right there, it's a YMCA. So I said, whatever, I wasn't going anyway. Yeah, okay, yeah, whatever. And he goes, Joe Lugo is there. I go, what, Wimpy? I knew him for San Quentin because he liked hamburgers. Who, Wimpy, is it? Yeah, he's right there, is it? He's the priest. Pomona, all his intel was wrong. All his directions were off, you know. It wasn't a YMCA. It wasn't a Victory Outrageous, you know. And Joe Lugo wasn't the priest. He was the home director. But I knew him. Okay, orale. All right. So I do. I walk out of jail. You know, it wasn't far. Knock on the door many years ago. Opens up. Joe Lugo. Hey, what's up, Joe? And he looks at me. What's up? What's up, I said? Got a frau and everything. But then he said something, Pastor. It broke me. Almost, but I held back. He goes, Conejo, I was praying for you this morning. You're in my heart. I was praying for you, Conejo. Oh, I just wanted, I didn't know what it was. God, I just wanted to, I was tired. I just wanted to, it was a beautiful day like today. I just wanted to go in the grass and just rest. I was tired. And I would have, there's a couple of guys from the home right there. I paid her off. Whatever it's in. Keep up the image, right? What is it? But I was fighting it. I was tired. But these guys, you know, they put me in check, you know. Banner, you know, all that stuff, right? And he goes, no, Cornel, I got to pray for you. I said, well, hurry up, I said, you know. I only said that because I don't want to break in front of these dudes, you know. One of them I thought I knew. So, you know, I got to keep the reputation. He said, what is it? He said, I want to pray for you. Okay, well, go on. I said, do whatever you do. Amen. I didn't say amen, but, you know. He goes, okay, all right, Cornel, and close your eyes and bow your head. I go, you close your eyes. Mama didn't raise no fool. I watch you, I said. I watch these guys too, I said, you know. Really, true. And so he prayed anyway. And he goes, just say what I say, but believe it in your heart. I believe God brought you here, Cornel. God brought, no, he brought you here, you know. He said, yeah, go on. He said, Lord Jesus, I'm looking right at him. I ain't closing my eyes for nothing. Lord Jesus, forgive me. I don't know what happened. Once I said, forgive me, something hit me. Drop me to my knees. Just drop me. Drop me. Weeping, bawling like a baby. I didn't care who those guys were, just bawling, just weeping. I don't know, it must have been, 5 minutes or so. Just weeping, bawling, right there on the grass. And I could, exactly, that's what Joe Lugo said, in a whisper. That's what he said, in a whisper, like, Conejo, that's the Lord. Conejo, that's the Lord. Conejo, that's Jesus. Conejo, that's all I could hear. That's the Lord. That's the Lord. Pomona, 35 years later, I only have one thing to say to you. Jesus. Amen. It was Jesus. It was the Lord. It was him. It wasn't just a theology. It wasn't just education. It wasn't just a doctrine. It wasn't just a, it was a person. It was the Son of the Living God. It was Jesus. Amen. It was him. I didn't know it then, but then I'm going to leave, and I go kind of still, you know, like, what's going on? I'm like a punch drunk. What is this? You know, and the Holy Ghost, boom, just dropped me, you know. And then Joe Lucas said, no, you can't go, Cornel. Tell me, Cornel, so you got to stay in the home. I said, what for? I said, got out of jail. Said, no, not jail. I said, talk about the devil and all that stuff. I said, come on, me and the devil right together. I said, no, I'm serious, Cornel. I'm serious, you know. You need to come to the home. I said, God made these homes for me. And then he said, oh, you got to throw away your camels. I go, what? Only one missing. It's a brand new pack. What did it cost now? About $20 or something? Crazy. So I said, No, you got to come to the home, Glenn. You got to trust God. He got me with this little logic, you know? You know, something happened to you. It was supernatural. You know that. I couldn't deny it. Well, yeah. Well, that same Jesus will set you free. It's better work, you see. I got my Camel non-filters. Threw them away. I see him go, and I hear that voice. Stupid. Kunk. They hit the trash, right? Ladies and gentlemen, here in Pomona, I am so grateful to tell you, 35 years later, guess what's still in the trash? Cigarettes. Pornography. Alcohol. Drugs. Gangs. Crimes. In the garbage, in the trash, where they belong. Hallelujah. In the trash. That's another supernatural miracle, right? Exhibit A, hallelujah. But it's God. It's the glory of God. And then I'll leave you with this. Please stand with me. Hallelujah. And this is not going to see that in the drama too much. But I went to Victory Outreach, of course, and I thank God for the uniqueness, the anointing, the ministry. There I learned how to pray. I learned about speaking in tongues. I thought they were Arabs, but they were, I don't know. I learned about, you know, the uniqueness of the ministry and the love of God that He's given Pastor Sonny for the world. I began to learn. I was there like 2 weeks. Went to a car wash. Oh, thank you. Went to a car wash. And I knew in the back of my mind the moment of truth was coming. You don't just, hey, I'm a Christian. It's all good. Hallelujah. Amen. I knew. I was smart to know that you don't just walk away from the mob. Organized crime. You don't do that. Amen. And I was still, in fact, I'll say this now, because they're gone. But I was like about a block and a half away from one of the brothers. I didn't realize that till a couple days later. Oh, shoot. Okay, I know where I'm at now. And was I tempted to get out of there? Yes. But somehow I didn't. Went to a car wash. Well, I'm drying cars here. They gave me the easy stuff at first. We don't wash cars no more, but then I washed about a million of them. Amen. The pastor knows. I'm washing, drying cars there. And then that car comes. Whoa. But they miss all the car wash section. They come right to me. And the window goes down. Two drop dead killers. They're gone now. But then they were much alive. This 35 years ago. And I go, orale. Fear grips me. Heaviness, I feel like cold. You know, all I could think of when he died at a Victory Outreach car wash. I tore up. You know, you got all kinds of, in your idea, I'm going to die this way in a blaze of glory. And reality is, you're right there, you know. And they asked me one question. When is a cigar? Sicorejo. What's up, is it? Boom, 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 boom. You Christian, I said? Scared. And I was trying to think of something, you know, slick to say, something, you know, I couldn't. I couldn't think of anything. But God helped me. This is what He told me. Listen very carefully. Remember I said, who do men say that I am? Listen very carefully. God told me, all in a matter of, I think, seconds. God could do that, right? He could do that. I don't know how He does it. Pretty smart. And He tells me, all your life, you put the mafia, your wife, your children, your youth on the altar of sacrifice. 17 years in prison, almost died in a gatchi. Bullet hole, there's still bullets in me. Stab wound for the mafia, for your God, on the altar. Your life of the mafia. Then He says, it's simple. Can you die for my son? I knew that whatever I said would determine my destiny. Somehow I knew. I don't know, I'm not built that way. You know, I couldn't go, okay, got me out of jail. I don't smoke no more. If I need you, holla. Okay. I couldn't do that. I don't know. But then this is what I said in my heart. All right. Okay. All right. I'm willing to die. I said that here first. And then I told them audibly, you know what I said? Check this out. I'm a Christian. I still got the right. I'm staying right here in Victory Outreach. Again, as soon as I said that, Pomona, that familiar voice, that's the stupidest thing you said in your life, dummy. Because what's supposed to happen next? You know, boom! Headless body. Tell that to Jesus. That's what's supposed to happen. They went there for a Bible study. Come on. When your life group is, no. Keeping it real, right? I told him, I'm a Christian. I'm staying here in Victory Outreach. He looked at me a strange look, Pastor Robert. We look at each other. I think it was the fear of God that hit that car. And the windows go up. I see him begin to drive away. I breathe again. I realize that I wasn't breathing. I see him go. I make sure they turn the corner out of sight. That's right. I say, you know. Don't want no part of me. It's a, but I know it's God. It's the grace of God. They should have killed me right there on the spot. Amen. I should have died that day at the car wash 35 years ago. They should have been blasted. But the grace of God. Now, what I leave you with is, this is what God says. Whosoever will confess me before men in this wicked and adulterous generation, I'll confess your name before my Father. Amen. What a deal! Two confessions. First your confession, and then his confession. Wow. The confession of the Son of God himself. He'll confess your name. Wow. What a deal. That's a win-win. Oh, okay, okay. Whosoever shall confess me, the Lord is saying, before men and women in this wicked and we know we're living in a wicked and adulterous generation. But here's the beauty. It's staggering. It's amazing. Then I'll confess your name. Before my Father in heaven. I think that's pretty good news. I think that's a good deal, right? Absolutely. But here's the last part of that same verse. If you deny me before men. Remember, it's up to you. God doesn't force, doesn't coerce, doesn't manipulate. If you deny me before men, then I'll deny you. So there's going to be a confession today. One way or another. It's my prayer that if you don't know the Lord, first of all, that you will make that confession. Yes, you are. Who demands it? You are the Christ, the Son of God. You are the resurrected Savior. You are my Savior, my hero, my Lord, my Captain, my Redeemer. That's who you are. But don't deny. Don't turn around and walk out of this building, because you'll walk out under the wrath and the judgment of God. He doesn't want that. He says, turn, repent. Why will you die? God desires not even the death of the wicked. He takes no pleasure in the death of the twisted and the wicked. We serve a good God. Today, I'm going to say two prayers. First of all, for salvation. And the second prayer is always for those of you who have loved ones. In the pen, in the mix, in gangs, on the street, putting in work right now. That's your inheritance. That's your birthright. You can stand in the gap. Amen. That's powerful too. You know, a revival begins with you. Amen. As every head is bowed here this afternoon, look to your hearts. This is between you and the Lord. Amen. This is a solemn moment, a divine moment between heaven and earth. It's all about this moment. If you don't know the Lord, if you're not sure, if you've been playing, now's the time.